Try and cover it up. Don't tell your people and then go on from there like it's no big deal.
Weekday mornings at 9 on 102.3 FM.
A rape of people you're supposed to be protecting. Let's move on. Hey, what's our next order of business?
Talk Radio
102.3. All of the bugs.
I think there's only one man in Chattanooga who would pick that music for our open on this wonderful rainy Wednesday evening, and that's Eric Buchanan. This is Julie Edwards. You are listening, of course, to Chew in the Chat. Eric Buchanan, disability attorney here in town, our guest for the evening. Good to have you, Eric.
How are you?
There's a great story behind you picking that song. You were in New Orleans, right, when you heard it?
I was in New Orleans for a disability attorney conference, and we were walking down Frenchman Street, and most places you could get in for free, and we got to one place, and they said, it's $10 to get in. And we looked at them and said, $10 to hear a band in New Orleans? It's free everywhere else. And the guy looked at us and said, well, it did get nominated for a Grammy. We're in. And it turned out to be a great show, and I've been fans of this band ever since.
Elvis Costello likes them, too.
Elvis Costello said it was his favorite album in 2010 when their big album came out. And the background is this really cool band, a bunch of young kids in their early 20s who are from Lafayette, Louisiana, and they play kind of a rock and roll folksy sound that's not Cajun, with a little Cajun influence, but they sing mostly in Cajun French. And the song we were just listening to is one of their few songs that's in English. Everything else is in a Cajun French. So I think Joe may pull up one of their songs later on.
Well, you've lost me now. We're 2 minutes into the hour, and we're not talking music. We're talking disability law. But you're a Renaissance man, Eric.
Thanks.
So, okay, people know the name Eric Buchanan and Associates right there on Macaulay Avenue. And often they know you for your Social Security disability legal advice and help that you can bring people. The truth is, though, the office does so much more than just that.
Yeah, sure. I started out helping my dad doing Social Security cases in the early 90s, worked for him for a while, and then started my own firm in 2003. One of the reasons I started my own firm is I wanted to help people more with disability insurance cases. So my partner and I are board-certified Social Security specialists. There's only a few of those. Last I heard, less than 10 in Tennessee. Hmm. So we still will do Social Security cases and are glad to help people, and we think we're pretty good at it. But a big part of my practice now, and we do these cases all over the country, is people who have disability insurance policies, either through work or that they bought on their own. And if the insurance company says you're not disabled or you're not covered for some other reason, it's a very complicated area of law that we've kind of really learned a lot about in the last 20 years, and it's what we focus on.
This is called ERISA?
So if they get the policy through work, it falls under ERISA. And ERISA is the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974. What that means in plain English is it's the federal law that controls employee benefits. So your life insurance, your health insurance, your long-term disability insurance, if you get that through work, it's not treated like a regular contract. You don't get to go take it to court like a regular case. Mm-hmm. You have to argue it under this ERISA law. So you have to sue the insurance company under this very special law that deals with employee benefits.
And what you were telling me is essentially you have to stack your case early, because unlike what you're accustomed to thinking about with a court case where you can bring evidence in as you go, not so here. It all has to be submitted up front. No second chance.
That's absolutely true. If you have an ERISA case, so if you got your benefits through work, if that's where you got your insurance, then you have to submit everything that you want the court to consider later on to the insurance company first. The court will only look at the insurance company's record. If the insurance company didn't get it because you didn't submit it or your lawyer didn't submit it, mm-hmm. you can't submit it later on. You can't have your doctors come in and testify. You can't come in and explain to the judge why you're disabled or why you're entitled to the benefits. You have to do it all on paper and turn it into the insurance company. And in fact, the insurance company can require you to appeal that case as part of their procedures. And under the federal law, they can either require one or two appeals. If you don't take advantage of those appeals, you mm-hmm. can't go to court. If you miss the deadline for those appeals, it's like missing the statute of limitations. Your case is over. So if you have an ERISA policy, if you have a policy through work and you've been turned down benefits, you have a limited amount of time to appeal that and to submit everything to support your case. And that's why it's so important that we ask anybody who's been turned down for ERISA benefits, contact us as soon as you're turned down. Or maybe even contact us when you first want to file a claim. Then we can help if you get turned down. But the first time you're turned down is the time to talk to an attorney. So many people make the mistake of thinking, well, I'm going to write a letter. Maybe the insurance company didn't understand what I was trying to say. And they appeal it one more time and they think, well, if I get turned down again, I'm going to go get an attorney. Well, by then it's too late, because they've already been turned down twice, and the insurance company doesn't have to consider anything else, and the court's not going to look at anything you didn't already consider.
So how do they have that?
Submit.
How do they have that right legally? Kind of walk us through, because this is your money. You've paid this premium, right?
Absolutely. It's a little bit of a complicated long history that actually connects back to Chattanooga. This is kind of fun. Hmm. The Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, ERISA, was passed because back in the 70s, big unions and big employers were having trouble with their pension funds. And there were basically gangster-type guys who were running the unions and were misappropriating pension fund money. One of those guys you may have heard of was Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
Jimmy Hoffa actually had his trial in Chattanooga at one point for some of his racketeering charges.
Right.
Well, in
at the Reed House.
Absolutely. In response to what was happening where unions, where bosses like Jimmy Hoffa were stealing people's pension money, Congress decided to pass a federal law that said all pensions would fall under this one law and you could sue everywhere in the United States and your rights would be protected. If you think about it, in Jimmy Hoffa's time, if you were a truck driver in Tennessee and the Teamsters Union was located in New Jersey and the truck company you worked for might be in Pennsylvania and the investments were done in New York, where did you sue if somebody was stealing the money from the pension fund if you were just one of the truck drivers who retired and found out your pension's empty? And which state laws would apply? That's how complicated it got. So Congress passed this federal law making certain rules for pensions. And at the last minute, they added other employee benefits to the law, and they really didn't write any serious rules about those other benefits like life insurance, health insurance, long-term disability. They just said they had to fall under ERISA as well. Well, what's happened over 40 years is the Supreme Court has basically said, because these are employee benefits, they're more like trust benefits or gifts. And what that means to people who aren't attorneys is the insurance company can have the benefit of the doubt. Like the executor of an estate. If you are the executor of your grandma's estate and she passes away and she says you get to make the decision about who gets the family dishes and who gets the heirlooms and who gets the furniture, a court's not going to disturb your decisions as the executor because you're given discretion to do that in the will. Well, they use that same power and gave it to the insurance companies under ERISA. And so insurance companies in most places get the benefit of the doubt and they can win as long as they're reasonable, even if they're wrong. That's how hard ERISA cases are.
But who determines if they're reasonable? The court?
The federal court, the federal judge. Technically, some cases you can file in state court, but the insurance companies almost always remove it to federal court. So these cases are almost always in front of a federal judge.
Okay, so for people listening and they hire you and it goes, your petition goes to the court, where are you going to try that case? Here in town or do you travel?
Yeah, we travel all over the country to handle these cases. So first of all, we help the person anywhere in the country gather their medical records, talk to their doctors, gather the information about how they're disabled, why they're disabled, get the doctor to say what it is they can and can't do, what limitations they have, because if their back hurts, does that mean they need to lie down for part of the day? If they have some kind of cancer, does that mean they have to go through treatment three times a week and so they'd miss that much work? Whatever the doctor can explain about why they can't work, we gather all that information, turn it into the insurance company. And sometimes we get the insurance company to change their mind. That's great. If the insurance company doesn't change their mind, we file it in the federal court, either where the person worked, where the person, our client, lives, or where the insurance company is. And so we can handle these cases all over the country.
By the way, we're going to take a break. I've been so entrenched in what Eric's talking about, I have not given you the phone number yet. 267-1023, the phone number for you to call, get your question answered. Eric Buchanan and Associates, our guest for the evening. We're back right after this.
The Talk Monster is live and local. Real folks in real time talking topics close to home. Click the link anytime. WGOW.com or 102.3 FM.
Sometimes life can be hard. This is Kevin West, trying to figure out what to do about your Social Security disability or long-term disability claim can be hard without the right help. But I'm standing here with the right help, attorney Eric Buchanan.
Thanks, Kevin. You're right. Life can be hard. There are rules that make it hard for you to get your Social Security or long-term disability insurance benefits. And in many cases, the insurance companies work against you because they want to save money by not paying your claim. You have enough to worry about. That's where we come in.
My team understands the rules and knows how to fight to get the benefits you deserve. We have clients all over the country, but are located here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. Our disability team is ready to be your team.
So if you need help with your Social Security disability or long-term disability insurance claim, call Eric and his disability team at 634-2506 or click on BuchananDisability.com.
Nothing dresses up your home like a lush green lawn. This is Jim Reynolds, and there's a lot of things I can do and do well. One thing I absolutely cannot do is grow grass. Why? I don't know. But I can't. I could kill AstroTurf. So thank goodness for Green Effects. The green team at Green Effects, whatever you need for the outside of your home or commercial business, they can do. That means mowing, mulching, landscaping, sod, water systems, or it can be as simple as what I told Matt, get rid of the weeds and grow me some grass. Their resume's not on paper. It's at the property at Olive Garden or the Chop House or even the Chattanooga Metropolitan Airport. A pretty impressive list of clients. Green Effects, from Cleveland to Dalton and all points in between. Call them today at 468-4902. 468-4902 or online at lawncarechattanooga.net. Hire the green team at Green Effects for your home or your business.
Kevin West here. Do you have a disability insurance policy? Good for you if you do, but I can tell you, because I've seen it time and time again, that when you have a claim, all does not necessarily go smoothly, not even for doctors or business owners. You can be very good at what you do and still be completely baffled by the insurance company. That's why I want to introduce you to Eric Buchanan. That's what he and his team do, deal with disability insurance companies.
Kevin, you'd be amazed at the number of calls I get after very smart people have spent time and money dealing with insurance companies themselves and are denied the disability benefits they deserve because they don't know the rules. But I do. We help people get long-term disability benefits they deserve. Before it's too late, call me. My team has clients all over the country, but I'm right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. I'm Eric Buchanan, and I can help.
Call Eric Buchanan and Associates and let them make life easier. 634-2506 or find them on the web at BuchananDisability.com.
Talk Radio 102.3.
And we are back. This is Julie Edwards. You are listening to Chewin' the Chat. Eric Buchanan, our guest this evening, picking some good music for you tonight. Good to have you, Eric.
Yeah, this is Clary Brown and the Bangin' Raquettes. And if you guys have seen the Heineken commercial where the guys go into an old bar and they order Heineken, the guy behind the bar starts pulling levers and turns it into a way cool bar. The big tank opens up behind the bar. He pulls his ratty clothes off. He's wearing a tuxedo underneath. And then the piano in the back drops down and a band comes up on a stage where the piano was. That's Clary Brown and the Bangin' Raquettes that are playing on that stage.
That's her.
Yeah.
That's your trivia for the night.
Yep.
So when you're off with your buddies watching television and you see that commercial come on, you can have something to share with them. 267-1023, the phone number for you to call if you have a question for Eric Buchanan. We've been talking about the ERISA laws and what makes them so different from typical claims that you would file. And you were saying that really this is a one-shot deal, so you can't afford to mess it up.
Yeah, if it's a disability policy that you have at work, you're only covered if you were disabled at the time you stopped working. So it's basically a one-time shot. Can you prove that at the time you stopped working, you were disabled? And if the insurance company decides you're not disabled, you get one appeal to the insurance company, maybe two. And then if they still say you're not disabled, you have to take it to federal court. And the court decides whether the insurance company was reasonable when they denied your benefits, when they said you weren't disabled. You asked a good question during the break. Well, if somebody has an auto policy and they get in a wreck and they don't like the way that they get paid, they can switch insurance companies. Unfortunately for people who get benefits at work, number one, their employer picked those out in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, if it's a disability policy, you're not going to become disabled multiple times in your life. I mean, God forbid people have more than one auto wreck in their life, but, people do.
Right.
But people typically don't become disabled more than once. You're able to work for a long time. You get to a point where something bad happens to you medically, you get cancer, you get hurt in a car wreck, you just have, get something bad happens where you can't work anymore. That's your one and only chance to prove you're disabled to get those long-term disability benefits.
Mm-hmm.
typically my clients both are seeking Social Security disability benefits and long-term disability benefits at the same time, and we can help people with both types of claims. You have to be very careful about how those two cases work together. The best thing that somebody can do, because the policies you get at work, yeah, they provide some coverage, and yeah, sometimes they can be worth real benefits and can help you out. But if you're concerned about what might happen to your family, what might happen to your income if you become disabled, the best thing to do is buy a private policy, not through work. Buy it on your own. Go to an insurance agent and buy a private disability policy. You can have those benefits on top of whatever you get from Social Security, and usually on top of whatever you get through work from your long-term disability policy.
Okay, a couple of questions. Much like a life insurance premium would depend on your age, your health, what you do for a living, that kind of thing. Is that the same for long-term disability?
It is if you're going to buy the private policy.
Right.
They look at all that stuff. If you're getting it through work, typically they're group policies, and so they're much less expensive, and that's why mm-hmm. that's what most employers offer, and that's what most people have. But your coverage is not nearly as good as if you bought a private policy.
Okay, so with the private policy, they're going to look at who you are. And then do you get to have levels of coverage that would determine what your premium would run?
Correct. So if you buy a private policy, the insurance companies typically say we're only going to cover a certain amount of your income at first. But if your income keeps growing up, we're going to offer you more coverage. But instead of offering you a percentage of your income, like the policies at work typically do, mm-hmm. typically at work you might get 60% of what you're making. If you buy a private policy, let's say you're somebody who makes $6,000 a month. You're a mid-level manager at a professional corporation, or you work for a big company. You make $6,000 a month. You can buy a policy, let's say, that might pay you $4,000. And it actually says not two-thirds, not 60%, but it says $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then each year it'll say, and we'll increase that by $500 up to three times or five times if you agree to pay the extra premiums. If you continue to be successful in your career and later on you're making a lot more money, you can go out and buy another policy, but at that point you might be a little older, but they can be worth it. If you're a professional, I know a lot of doctors have these policies,
mm-hmm.
lawyers, accountants, business owners, you know, executives that make more money. Those are the people that have had somebody go to them and sell them a private disability policy. And that's great when they have that.
What would that run you roughly? Do you have any idea?
It can depend on the amount of benefits, but you can pay anywhere from around $100 a month to $600 or $700 or $800 a month for a policy like that.
Is that tax deductible?
That's a very good question. It is. You probably should not have it be a tax deduction, because when you win your case, your benefits are taxable if you took a tax deduction on paying the premiums.
Oh, like a Roth IRA versus...
Right. So if you use post-tax dollars, dollars that you've already paid taxes on,
mm-hmm.
if you use that money, then when the insurance company pays you, those benefits are tax-free.
Gotcha.
If you have your employer deduct the premiums, or if you're somehow having it run through your business so you're not getting taxed on that premium, that money's taken out of your income for income tax purposes, then you pay taxes on the back end when you get your benefits.
Listen, I had no idea we were going to have this easy of a conversation when we sat down tonight. This is an endless amount of knowledge that everyone really ought to have at their disposal because that's the whole thing about disability claims. No one really prepares or plans for this. An accident happens and all of a sudden your life has changed.
Absolutely. One of the things I typically tell people is, if you remember when you were a little kid, if you ever played a game with the older kids, if you played Monopoly with the kids who were 2 or 3 years older than you, they kept telling you, you can't do that. That's against the rules. But you didn't understand the rules, and they were picking on you, and they would always win because you didn't know the rules, right? Well, that's the way it works with these disability policies. If you don't know what you're doing, then the insurance company, who does know what they're doing, can deny your claim, and they'll use the rules against you, and you don't know how to fight them. That's where we come in. At Eric Buchanan Associates, that's our job, is to help you use the rules to your advantage and give you the best chance you can to win your benefits and get paid.
267-1023, the phone number to call if you have a question. How about defining what a disability is? Is it difficult to prove that you can't work?
Yeah, that's another great question. So in the Social Security world, there's one basic definition of disability. Are you so disabled, do the restrictions and limitations that you have because of your medical condition cause you to be unable to do any job in the economy that exists in significant numbers? So you have to be disabled from just about everything. There's some small exceptions once you turn 50 or 55 years old, depending on what you've done in the past, but the basic definition is you have to be disabled from any job. For disability insurance policies, typically the ones you have at work, the ones we call long-term disability policies, will say you're disabled if you can't do your own job for the first 2 years, and then you have to prove you can't do any job. If you buy a private policy, like we talked about a minute ago, where you go out and buy a policy directly from an insurance company, usually you can buy those so that if you're only disabled from your own occupation. So if I couldn't be a trial lawyer anymore, if I couldn't be an attorney anymore, if you couldn't be a TV personality or a radio personality anymore, then you'd get the benefits. That's the kind of coverage that you can buy in a private policy. Or you can save a little money and buy one that only covers you for a certain number of years for your own occupation, then any occupation. I don't recommend doing that. If you're going to go to the trouble of buying a policy, buy the best one you can and make sure it covers your own occupation.
What if something happens in your life and someone who you are caring for, whether it's a spouse, a dependent child, if that person becomes disabled and then you as the caregiver have to alter your life, what do you do in a situation like that?
That's a fantastic question. Let me give a specific example of one of the ways Social Security has a good program that helps people. So basically, Social Security disability is anybody who's an adult who's been working, who's worked at least 5 out of the last 10 years, has paid enough into the Social Security system that if they become disabled, they can draw their Social Security benefits early instead of waiting until retirement. Okay. But they have to be found disabled. What happens if you have, let's say, a child who's born with special needs, never able to take care of themselves, never take care of, you know, he or she is never going to be able to live independently and have a job? Well, as long as mom and dad are healthy and working, the government looks at that and says mom and dad can take care of you. Once one of your parents either dies while they've been insured for Social Security or becomes disabled themselves under Social Security's rules, there's a special program under Social Security that a child, once they turn 18 can and become disabled or has been disabled, they can draw off their parents' account if their parent is disabled or passes away.
Okay.
So it's called a disabled adult child benefit, and it's a very special benefit. And the way I think about it is, if you have seen one of the TV shows where you where the kid who has special needs and the family all loves him, everything's great and everything's wonderful, until what happens when the parents are gone and they're no longer able to take care of that wonderful kid who's a joy to be around but is never going to take care of himself.
Right.
Well, that's what this program is basically designed to do, but it can be for other disabilities too. It can be for something that happens when you're a teenager and then you're never able to work. So it doesn't have to be something from birth. As long as you were totally disabled before you turned 22, you can draw off your parents' account. If you're disabled as a kid under 22 and your parents are either passed away or become disabled.
267-1023, the phone number for you to call. This is your chance to get your questions answered. Eric Buchanan and Associates, our guest for the evening. We're going to talk about what it's like when you first walk into his office when we come back.
We want you to want us, and we promise we won't disappoint most of the time, or at least that's the goal. Listen early, often, and with your undivided attention. Talk Radio 102.3.
Are you not getting enough for your trade and you want more? Are the big dealers not offering you even Blue Book value? Well, you're going to want to put this number in your phone. 298-7227. That's 298-7227. Go see my friend Ron Sharp at River City Auto. River City Auto at the end of Chapman Road on Automotive Row. If you haven't got what you wanted for your trade, drive all the way to the end of the road and see what River City Auto can do for you. High mileage car at River City Auto. Miles don't matter. River City Auto. 298-7227 or find them at rivercityauto.com.
Find your passion and do it really well at Southern Burger Company in Ottawa. Their passion is to serve the freshest gourmet burgers around. Looking for the beef?
Where's the beef?
They grind theirs fresh daily, but there's other burger options, including turkey, bison, and an eggplant cheddar blend. The fries, hand-cut and perfectly fried. Locally sourced ingredients, including Needlove's buns, Wickles pickles from Alabama, and house-made ketchup, mustard, and other specialty sauces. But do they use Duke's mayo? Yeah, it's a Southern thing. What started as a popular food truck has evolved into a dining destination in Cambridge Square in Ottawa, serving up great burgers and craft beer and fun with trivia on Tuesday nights and pint night on Thursdays. Enjoy Southern Burger Company as our sweet deal of the week. Friday at 9 a.m. Get $50 to spend at Southern Burger Company. Pay only $25. The sweet deal of the week at WGOW.com.
Hey, it's Kevin West, and I would be willing to bet right now there are people listening who have long-term disability claims that are pending. It's a way safer bet than anything Dr. B would recommend. You can make the calls, send the emails, write the letters, and still your case goes nowhere, and you don't know where to turn. Don't worry, I do. Eric Buchanan.
That's right, Kevin. You'd be surprised how often really smart people, doctors, business owners, and even lawyers have to file a claim for long-term disability benefits and get frustrated by the runaround they get from their insurance company. And because people often don't know the rules, they make the situation worse. I'm Eric Buchanan, and my team knows the rules. We help people from all over the country get the long-term disability benefits they deserve. Our office is right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga.
Eric and his team can help you with your long-term disability claim. Check them out at BuchananDisability.com or call Eric at 634-2506.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Talk Radio 102.3.
This is Faux-Filet.
I like
this
that
is the
one,
band
Eric.
From New Orleans that we were talking about at the very beginning. These young kids have been playing together since they were 11 years old, and they all grew up in the part of Louisiana where they still speak French. What was fascinating, we listened to them play, and they were singing these songs in Cajun French, but singing folksy rock-sounding songs. Some of their other stuff sounds much more like rock and roll than this. But then when they would stop playing, they'd turn around to the audience with an absolutely perfect Louisiana Southern American accent saying, hey, how's everybody doing tonight? You enjoying the show?
Hi, y'all.
Yeah. And they sounded like normal educated, college-educated kids from Louisiana. But then they'd start singing again, and it was in perfect Cajun French. And it
That's
was just
awesome.
Absolutely fantastic. One of my friends who was there, she was dancing with one of the other guys. And after about three songs, she came back to us and said, I just realized they're not singing in English. It was a great show.
All right. Well, the phone calls are coming in. 267-1023. Eric Buchanan, our guest for the evening. Philip, you called us just before the commercial break. What's your question for Eric tonight?
Good evening, Eric. Would you feel comfortable answering a question about unemployment?
I can try, Philip. It's not an area of law that I practice. I've dealt with it a little bit, so I'm going to be... why don't you ask your question and let's see what advice we can come up with.
Thank you. I was going to ask, I work part-time 24 hours a week and also draw Social Security. My job is being eliminated. Will I be able to draw unemployment?
Are you drawing Social Security disability or Social Security retirement?
Retirement.
Okay, so that's a good question. I don't know the answer to if whether 24 hours of work is enough to be covered under the Tennessee Unemployment Act. I can't help you with that. If you were working 40 hours a week, I'd know the answer would be yes, because unemployment's not contingent on whether you're drawing Social Security or not. But at the same time, I don't know what the age limit is for unemployment in Tennessee. So you've asked something that's outside of my realm of disability and ERISA law.
Just wanted to check. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Sure.
Good luck, Philip. I hate to hear that.
Yeah, that's no fun.
All right, John, you're on the phone with Eric Buchanan.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I don't know if you can answer this question either, but my wife started drawing at the end of this last year, okay? And her 6 months, it's been 6 months, and they said her back pain should be coming around then. Now, we called about it, and they said it is in process or whatever, but it, will that be put on her normal monthly card, or is that a separate payment that's going to come? Can you tell me that?
Part of it depends on what kind of benefits that she's getting. Do you know if they're SSI benefits or regular Social Security disability benefits?
I would say this is Social Security disability. That's what she was getting, was a disability.
Let me ask this question. I hope no one out there recognizes your voice because I'm asking an embarrassing question. How much money is she getting per month? That'll help me figure out what she's getting.
I think it's around $1,100.
Okay.
A month.
Yeah, and the reason I ask that is if somebody's getting more than $800 a month, I know that it's not SSI benefits, and we can talk more, you know, after we get done talking to you, but for the audience, about what SSI benefits are. But if she's drawing $1,100 a month, that sounds like regular Social Security or Social Security disability, and they should do a direct deposit into her bank account when they release the rest of her back pay or whatever back pay that they haven't released yet. I'll tell you that it's a little unusual that if they've been paying her benefits for 6 months, they haven't released the rest of her back pay. Usually it comes a little sooner than that. When we have clients who win, just for the rest of the audience so they understand how this works, when you apply for Social Security disability, from the date that Social Security says you become disabled, there's a five-month waiting period and you don't get benefits. So the sixth month is the first month that you can get a check for or get benefits deposited into your account. But it's typical for Social Security to turn somebody down once or twice or even three times. They have to go to a hearing. So it can be a year and a half, two and a half years from the time they stop working before they draw their benefits and before they're found disabled. But Social Security says, oh, we agree you've been disabled since 2.5 years ago. So they'll pay the person all the back pay that they would have been paid starting 5 months after they became disabled. And they'll start their monthly check. So the back pay that was owed usually comes within a month or two after your first monthly check shows up. If it's taken longer than that, there are some legitimate reasons that Social Security can be slow. For example, if somebody had a workers' comp case, or there are a few certain debts to the government that Social Security might look at offset for. The biggest problem I see is if somebody also had a workers' compensation case. Other than that, they should have paid her the back pay. One thing I run into sometimes, though, is if you give them an account to put the money into and then you change your account, then they might be trying to put the money in a different account. So I don't know what could be going on specifically in your case, but it could be one of those problems.
Yeah, okay, well, you're pretty close. It took her almost 5 years before she got her disability.
Wow.
And it was 2 years back pay that they were giving her, and they settled the case in October. And we got the first payment, regular monthly payment, actually in November. We were surprised. But it was a workman's comp claim to begin with that started all the disability.
Then,
is that what
then
you were
that,
saying before?
Yeah, that makes sense. So let me explain a little bit how that works. If you are disabled and you're eligible to draw regular Social Security disability, for most other income, it doesn't matter if you're rich, if your spouse is working, if you inherit some money, as long as you're not working, you can draw your full Social Security disability benefits because those benefits are based on what you paid in when you were working and how much you earned. So it's your right under the Social Security system to draw benefit based on what you paid in. And if you got plenty of money in the bank, that doesn't count against you. The one big thing that does count against somebody is if you're also entitled to workers' compensation benefits. And Congress passed a law a long time ago that said you can't get more than 80% of what you were making before you became disabled in combined Social Security and workers' comp. So if somebody had a workers' comp case, Social Security's got to go back and do all the math, find out how much money they got in workers' comp, how much their weekly benefit was in workers' comp, and there's a complicated mathematical formula. If anybody really wants to know how it works, I've got a paper on it on my website about workers' compensation offsets for Social Security cases. But what it boils down to is Social Security had to figure out how much money can she still get in Social Security based on what her workers' comp benefits were?
Yeah, well, she didn't draw a weekly workers' comp thing. That it was just medical stuff.
Did she settle for a lump sum at some point?
I think so.
Yeah. So
she never settled for a lump sum. She just
for the workers' comp case? Did she get a little lump sum of money at some point?
I don't think so. I think it just
it was just medical benefits, and they never paid her comp benefits. Well, that may be something Social Security doesn't believe. If she got workers' comp benefits for a while or got the medical benefits, they're looking to see how much she got in comp benefits, and that's the kind of information you need to get to them. So the most important thing you can do if Social Security's taking this long to pay is make sure they have all her workers' compensation benefit paperwork to show that all she ever got was the medical benefits.
Yeah, so but my main question was, should it be going into the back pay? Is that going to go into a different account other than her regular monthly account, or
it should go into the same account unless for some reason you guys changed the account?
Okay, no, we didn't change it. It's still the same. So
yeah,
okay.
Well, good luck to you guys. I'm sorry to hear it took her so long.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I'm just happy that it's finally coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, yeah, really. Yep, absolutely. It's better to be getting the check than still be waiting to see what Social Security's going to do.
All righty, thank you,
yep.
Bud.
Thanks
luck,
for calling,
John. You know, you and I were talking, and you said that's one of the hardest things that you look at and see in the office. Is people who are coming in and they need to get these claims to process through, but it can take so long and they're left having to live essentially on nothing.
Yeah, so once somebody becomes disabled and they file a claim with Social Security actually has four steps you have to go that you can go through. There's an initial application, and in Tennessee they only pay about 20% of those cases. If you get turned down, if you're one of the 80%,
20%.
20% get turned down the first step. At the second, well, it's probably in some years I've seen as much as like 27%, but it's on average in the 20-something
very low,
percent.
Yeah.
If you get turned down at the first step in appeal, the chances of winning at the second step are actually less than 10% in Tennessee and about the same in Georgia. Tennessee and Georgia are in the bottom five states in the country for people winning at the second step of Social Security.
Okay, I hate to stop you midway in, but why? Why is it so bad here?
There's a state agency called DDS that basically it's doctors, and I'll be a little cynical here, doctors who couldn't get a job doing anything else that review medical records in Nashville to decide if you're disabled or not. And if you don't meet very strict medical criteria, they typically turn you down. They don't look at your restrictions and limitations from your doctors the way that Social Security is supposed to look at those kind of records. So if you get turned down the first time and the second time, then your next appeal is to go in front of a federal Social Security judge. Well, it can take 3 to 9 months to go through the first step. It can take 3 to 9 months to go through the second step. Every once in a while, even longer than 9 months. And then the third step can take anywhere from a year to 2.5 years to have the hearing in front of the Social Security judge. You add all that up, and you can be looking at 3 or 4 years sometimes from the time people have first applied until they finally win their, until they finally go in front of the judge. And what do those people do? Well, the lucky ones have a spouse who's still working and a family that supports them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people really, really are suffering for a couple, 3 years with no income waiting for Social Security to finally decide their case.
Okay, we've got Phil on the line with a question also about disability. Hey, Phil, you're on with Eric Buchanan.
Hey, I've heard you speak often and enjoy your answers and stuff, but I have a brother who has been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's in his 50s, unable to work anymore, and has absolutely no income coming in. So I have, you may not want to answer this quick, but how much does it cost to get lawyers to help you get disability?
Well, that's
a great question. And if you were listening just a second ago, what we were talking about is it's typically extremely difficult for people who have applied for Social Security and they're waiting to go through this long process where a big percentage of people get turned down. And at least somebody who's got either a spouse or a brother or sister or a family member who can still help take care of them, maybe let them live with them or at least help them pay the bills, that's a big advantage over some people. I've had clients who a single person or a single mom with kids, how do they live if they're disabled and can't work anymore? That's a horrible situation.
Right.
The good news is you don't have to actually pay any money up front to hire an attorney to help with a Social Security case. The way we get paid is we get 25% of whatever back pay Social Security pays when you finally win your case. If you were listening earlier, I was talking about the Social Security, from the time you become disabled, they make you wait 5 months before your first check gets paid, and then later on when you win the case, they pay back benefits back to basically the 6 months after you became disabled. And there's another rule that it has to be within 1 year when you applied. So they can't pay back more than 1 year back benefits prior to your application. But whichever date is later, that's how far back your back pay goes. So we typically have clients who win their case, and they might get, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 in back pay. We get paid 25% of that back pay up to $6,000. If we have to take their case through all the different appeal levels and eventually take their case to federal court, which is the step above Social Security, you're actually suing Social Security, we get paid 25% without the $6,000 cap anymore. But for most clients, when we win, it's somewhere less than $6,000 that's 25% of their back pay that we get paid.
And is it best to go into the entire process with an attorney, or do you go file first and wait on them to turn you down, since that's what they always do, and then go get an attorney?
Phil, that's another great question. I almost could have called you ahead of time and said, please ask these good questions tonight, Phil. Thank you so much for calling. This is great.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay,
thanks.
Sure, absolutely.
Good luck.
Yeah, so the general advice that I give people is, if you want to call my office and ask questions before you file for Social Security, we can answer some basic questions. But the one thing that the Social Security rules don't allow an attorney to do for somebody is to file the initial application.
Oh.
As an attorney, we have the client sign a form that allows us to file their appeals, and we can take care of all that for them. But the initial application, they have to file on their own. So anybody out there listening that's wondering how to file, let me tell you the three quick ways to do it. There's a website, ssa.gov, and that stands for Social Security Administration.gov. If you go onto that website, there's a place on there to apply for disability benefits. That's typically, for people who have computer access, the easiest way to do it. Be very careful when you do it that way, though. There are lots of forms to fill out, lots of screens, and you have to keep going through the process until you get a form that says you have completed your application. That's one way to do it. The other way is to call 1-800-772-1213. That's the Social Security 1-800 number that you call during working hours, and they will set up an appointment for you to file an application when you call that number a week or two later. And the third way is to go to the local Social Security office in your town and go in person, and they will typically tell you to come back in a week or two at a specific time to file your application.
Great questions tonight. We got to hit a break. 267-1023, the phone number for you to call in our remaining moments with Eric Buchanan. We are listening, you are listening to Chew in the Chat. We're back after this.
Always got a gift for me every time I see him. Does not know that slave how to be a whore.
The most social of all social media, the way Chattanooga talks and listens. Talk Radio 102.3 FM, the talk monster.
Sometimes life can be hard. This is Kevin West, trying to figure out what to do about your Social Security disability or long-term disability claim. Can be hard without the right help, but I'm standing here with the right help, attorney Eric Buchanan.
Thanks, Kevin. You're right. Life can be hard. There are rules that make it hard for you to get your Social Security or long-term disability insurance benefits. And in many cases, the insurance companies work against you because they want to save money by not paying your claim. You have enough to worry about. That's where we come in. My team understands the rules and knows how to fight to get the benefits you deserve. We have clients all over the country, but are located here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. Our disability team is ready to be your team.
So if you need help with your Social Security disability or long-term disability insurance claim, call Eric and his disability team at 634-2506 or click on BuchananDisability.com.
The Vacher Institute is a partnership between Chattanooga State's Engineering Technology Division and Vacher Polysilicon North America. The award-winning collaboration has produced some of the best chemical process engineering technicians in the region with three academic areas of focus: chemical operations, electrical, and mechanical systems maintenance. Visit chattanoogastate.edu/Vacher-Institute for more information.
Kevin West here. Do you have a disability insurance policy? Good for you if you do, but I can tell you because I've seen it time and time again that when you have a claim, all does not necessarily go smoothly, not even for doctors or business owners. You can be very good at what you do and still be completely baffled by the insurance company. That's why I want to introduce you to Eric Buchanan. That's what he and his team do, deal with disability insurance companies.
Kevin, you'd be amazed at the number of calls I get after very smart people have spent time and money dealing with insurance companies themselves and are denied the disability benefits they deserve because they don't know the rules. But I do. We help people get long-term disability benefits they deserve. Before it's too late, call me. My team has clients all over the country, but I'm right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. I'm Eric Buchanan, and I can help.
Call Eric Buchanan and Associates and let them make life easier. 634-2506 or find them on the web at BuchananDisability.com.
Loan is a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a 1-0 lender paid buyout. Reduced payment valid only during the first 12 months. Monthly payment during the first 12 months of your loan is based on a rate that is 1% lower than your interest rate for this loan program. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender. Call 888-369-6455 for licensing information.
Introducing a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a fixed payment rate in year one at only 1.99%. I'm Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding, and I'm proud to announce a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at only 2.99% interest rate, 2.91 APR, with the first full year payment at only 1.99% fixed payment rate. Pay off your loan in 15 years and save tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary mortgage payments. 1.99% fixed payment rate in year one and 2.99% fixed for the remaining term, 2.91% APR for a purchase or refinance.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933. 800-963-4933. Or visit newamericanfunding.com today.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Talk Radio 102.3.
Hey, this is Julie, and I hope you're enjoying Chewin' the Chat. Don't forget that all of our guests receive complimentary breads and desserts from our fantastic friends at the Bread Basket, Hickson, Signal Mountain, and East Brainerd. And since I'm a huge animal lover, don't forget to shop at the Humane Society Second Chance Thrift Store at 3807 Ringgold Road, right next door to Amigo Mexican Restaurant. I hope, too, that you'll check out a podcast of tonight's show at my website, julieonradio.com. All right, this hour has flown by. 4 minutes left with Eric Buchanan. Got a couple of calls we're going to try to get in. Let me tell you your forecast real quickly, though. The good folks at RiverTech Heating and Air bringing you the forecast tonight. Great weather. Those showers are going to end. A low of 48 tomorrow. Morning showers, then sunny. High of 62. Quality doesn't have to be expensive. Give the folks at RiverTech Heating and Air a phone call. 702-5423, their phone number. Speaking of phone numbers, Eric, we've got two callers on the line. Probably can't catch them both. Give folks your phone number where they can give you a call tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Local number is 423-634-2506. And if you're outside the area, it's 877-634-2506. And you can also go to our website, BuchananDisability.com. There's a lot of question and answers on there, videos of me explaining some of the stuff, and papers that I've written, anything basic for clients to read up to even advanced papers that are designed for attorneys to get educated on this stuff.
All right, Dave, you were the first caller. We're going to go to you. Forgive us. We have to make it quick.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much. You're providing very useful and accurate information. I have a question about a friend of mine, dependents who were entitled to Social Security benefits. They didn't realize it. They went all the way through college and then figured out or knew that they were entitled to Social Security benefits. Can they go back and get those benefits?
Yeah, that's another great question, Dave. And the problem is when you first win your Social Security case, you have a certain amount of time, and I want to say it's 6 months, to file an application for your dependents benefits. And at that point, they will pay all your dependents benefits back to the original time that your benefits are being paid back to. But if you don't apply for dependents benefits after the 6 months, I actually don't think you can go back and apply for back pay. You can only get the current benefits, and those benefits end when you turn 18, or if you're a senior in high school, you can still get them while you're 18. Beyond that, I actually don't think you can go back and apply for those. If you're past 19, you can't get them, and you only had a certain amount of time, and I'm pretty sure it was 6 months from the time the original case was a favorable decision was made.
Thank you. That's what I needed to know.
Absolutely.
Have a good night, Dave. Okay, Grady, we got about 3 minutes. I think you're going to get your question in. What's your question for Aaron?
Okay. I have to pardon my speech. I wanted to know the difference between SSI and total disability. I've had five strokes and four heart attacks. I'm 68 years old and unable to work.
Grady, thank you.
I'm on SSI.
Okay.
I just need to know the difference.
All right.
Grady, thank you so much. And I know we're running out of time, so let me fly through this part as fast as I can. Once somebody has turned 65, they can no longer apply for disability benefits. Actually, once they turn 64 and a half, you have to apply for disability benefits before that. So once you're above that age, you're getting the benefits you're entitled to either under SSI or regular Social Security based on you reaching retirement age, and it has nothing to do whether you're disabled or not once you're that age. The difference between SSI and regular Social Security is SSI is based on how poor somebody is. They do not have to have worked, but they have to meet some very strict poverty requirements. They have to have earnings of a very low amount, about $1,500 a month for a single person with no kids, and they can't have assets worth more than $2,000 for anything like a life insurance policy, money in the bank, retirement account, anything like that. For a married couple, it's $3,000. If they have any liquid assets, they can't get SSI if they have more money than that. And they can't get SSI if their spouse is making money.
Okay.
And we're running out of time.
30 seconds left. So if Grady or someone who loves him is listening, could they call your office tomorrow and just get a little bit more clarification?
Absolutely. We're glad to talk about that and explain it. But because he's over 65, he's not going to get anything because he's disabled.
This has been an educational hour. Eric, thank you so much. And good music. I have some new favorites now.
It's fun stuff, isn't it?
You're listening to Chew in the Chat. Y'all have a great night.
Thanks.